Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everyone, I'm Allie Thies, and welcome to Soul to Soul, your place for talking about soul connections. On Friday nights, we talk about our closest connections and open up the phone lines for shout-outs and questions. So how are you? Today's Friday, January 18th. January's almost over. Have you found anyone to snuggle with in 2019? Or are you still looking? For those of you who are still looking, have you met your twin flame? Have you? Do you think you have? Well, the thing about twin flames is if you have met your twin flame, you would definitely know that that person was your twin flame. There would be no doubt, and you wouldn't have to ask anybody or, you know, someone like me and say, hey, Allie, is this so-and-so my twin flame? Because it would be automatic. So how would you know if the person is a twin flame? Well, besides just knowing, there is a very familiar feeling about them. This person, it feels like you're coming home to them. They are home. There's not a lot of jealousy. There's not an obsession for wanting to be with them. There is a calm and a sense of security. They remind me of a big comfy blanket, is what a twin flame reminds me of. If you spend time apart, it's okay, because you know you'll be back together again. Twin flames, though, if you meet up in person while you're both alive, doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to be in a romantic relationship. Twin flames are not always romantic when you guys are alive. A lot of times you meet and it's for massive support, because that's what you get from a twin flame, massive support. There are no lessons. There's no tests you have to overcome. There is just support for helping you be the best person you can be in this lifetime. Twin flames, although, you know, they're human, so they do make mistakes, as do you. But they don't punish you for your mistakes. They help you get right back up and move forward. Now, the biggest difference between a twin flame and a regular soulmate is that soulmates usually come with a lesson or two, or three, or four. Soulmates help your soul evolve. They're here to teach you lessons, whether it's a love lesson or something about your self-esteem, courage, your sexual energy. There's something they're supposed to help you learn. And until you learn whatever it is that soulmate is supposed to help you learn, you are doomed to repeat the cycle either with that particular soulmate, or if that soulmate runs their course, and eventually soulmates do run their course, then you learn the same lesson with the next soulmate that comes along. So that's the biggest difference between a soulmate and a twin flame, is that a twin flame, it's not lesson bound. They are here to love you and to help you and to help your soul move forward if you want. You know, it's a, again, twin flame, big comfy blanket, soulmate, I would say you go mattress shopping, but that doesn't really sound right, does it? But that is the big difference between the two. Well, I see we got a caller here, so let's go ahead and hopefully I hit the right button and click on them. Area code 219, how can I help you? Hi, area code 219.
Hello.
Are you there? Hi.
Yes, I'm here. Hi.
Hi there. How are you this evening?
Okay.
Well, what can I help you with tonight?
About twin flame connections. And
yes.
Can you, well, I know you can't have more than one, but a twin flame connection, are they kind of like similar to yourself and what you see yourself? Like, I don't know how to say it. Like, some areas that you don't like about yourself, they also have?
Yes. So say you don't like, say you have a difficult time talking to people. The twin flame can also have a very difficult time talking to people. But at some point in time when you two are alive, one of you will be able to overcome that little hiccup faster than the other.
Oh, okay.
But then again, also twin flames, one could love the country, and the other one could love the city life.
Okay.
So, you know, a little bit of country, a little bit of rock and roll. That's the thing with twin flames. You don't always have to be the opposite of one another, and you don't always have to be the same of one another. It's really all what kind of life you both wanted in this lifetime is how you'll act towards one another. The biggest thing with the twin flame is that it's a comfort. They're like a big blanket, and they always help you be a better person. And you do the same for them.
Oh, okay.
So,
that makes sense.
Yeah. And twin flame relationships, oh, they're nice. they're very nice, but they're not always romantic. But the best thing about a twin flame relationship is if you two are alive at the same time, is that you have a relationship on any level. Because even if you two aren't supposed to be romantic, you and the twin flame, any type of romantic relationship you do have with, you know, soulmates or the type of connections still won't compare to the twin flame.
Okay. So it always doesn't have to be romantic, that makes sense.
So,
which I never knew.
Yes.
Okay.
Does that help you out a little bit?
Yes, it does. Thank you.
Awesome. Well, thank you for calling in.
Oh, you're welcome.
Take care.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Fantastic. I love talking about twin flames and soulmate. Now, the interesting thing also about a soulmate is they don't actually have to be a person. They can be a cat, a dog, a dolphin, if you live by the water. Some people have an uncanny connection to a particular animal. They seem to be linked somehow. Those are usually in the soulmate category. When we come back to life, we don't necessarily have to be human. We actually choose to go through this existence. I'd like to come back as a cat and be a cat of somebody who is rich. I'd like to be pampered. That's my ideal comeback, at least for the next life. Then after that, I'll probably throw myself into the fire again because what the hell, right? Right. Excuse me. Okay, let's take another caller here. We have area code 773. How can I help?
Hi. I just tuned in, and everything that you said about twin flame is what I experienced when I first saw mine. And
did you sizzle?
Yeah, I just melted. I looked at him, and I just felt like home. He felt like home, and I didn't know why. And I just dropped my drink at this bar. I saw him across a crowded room, and just boom. And we talked instantly and became friends and started, you know, seeing each other. And then something happened. Some crazy woman interfered and spread lies about me. And he just reappeared in my life after about 9 years.
And what do you want to do about it?
We're back on track again. We're talking again. He came out to see me right away, and just things are progressing slowly. And honestly, I can't imagine myself with anyone else. I've tried dating other people. I just don't get that feeling from anyone else. Like, he just feels like the other half of me. And I would hope that we would get married, but I realize that the twin flame thing, that's kind of rare maybe for twin flames, but I think our timing is better this time. And I just don't know how to handle it because it's such a beautiful, intense, calming thing when we're together. But when we're apart, we're just so crazy missing each other. I don't, it's that push-pull thing I don't know how to deal with.
Well, I want to, excuse me, you brought up one very good point that I haven't mentioned. When twin flames meet and then they separate, when you come back together again, it's like no time has passed.
Yeah.
You pick up, it's just like, it could be 10, 50 years even. You would go right back into whatever it is again. Like
yeah.
it was nothing. And so
yeah.
thank you for telling us that, because that's a very good point that I forgot to bring up. The push, the pull, and the desire to be with one another when you're not around one another is very common. And the way that you can deal with it is to close your eyes and think about him. See if you can imagine him as vividly as you can.
Mm-hmm.
And then reach out, because obviously you're not going to physically reach out, but reach out like energetically, like you're really reaching out and hugging him.
Mm-hmm.
So if you close your eyes and you hug him, he's going to be able to feel that energy you're sending to him, which will give him comfort, and he will automatically send it back. Now, I know that's no, substitute for him being right in front of you, because, you know,
right. The
front in front of you is a lot better. But it doesn't matter where you are in the world, you can send each other a little bit of energy, a little bit of a hug, and it helps the other one feel better.
Mm-hmm.
It helps to calm the frayed nerves because you're not around one another physically.
Mm-hmm.
And, let me think real fast. Have you ever heard of flower essences?
Yeah.
Okay. There's a place called Green Hope Farms. They are in, I think, New Hampshire. But they have, what's the one I'm looking for? They have like thousands of flower essences. I'm trying to, the one that keeps coming up is Larkspur. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Larkspur. That helps soothe out the energy with twin flames and with soulmates. It helps with the connection. And I am drawing a complete blank for the other one I'm trying to talk. Of course, I don't have your list sitting in front of me, because I didn't think I'd be bringing up flower essences at all tonight. Do me a favor, because I don't have it in front of me. Is there a way you could possibly email me, and I can email you the name of the flower essence that I'm thinking of?
Sure.
Would that be okay?
Yes,
you just put flower essence in the subject line. My email is, my name's Allie Thies, so it's AllieThies@yahoo.com.
Okay, I'll do that.
Because the other one's escaping me, and that's the one I really want to tell you about, and I can't think of the name. But that one strengthens. it helps to do almost, twin flames are telepathic with one another. It's automatic.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and when I'm thinking of him, I get a text, and I'm like, I was just thinking of you, and it goes back and forth, every single time. It's like so amazing.
It is, isn't it? Absolutely, it's absolutely wonderful.
Yeah.
You don't even have to put any effort into it; it just happens.
Yes, I've never had that with anyone else.
The flower essence I'm thinking of helps to connect all the chakras, so. Not only can you think about one another and, you know, contact, but it's also extremely easy to send love when it's needed or if somebody needs a boost of confidence. You can send it automatically to one another. So there's a lot of energetic streams and energetic help you can send one another without really giving it too much thought.
Right.
And dream time, have you tried to dream with him yet?
Oh, yeah, we both. You know, technically, I dreamed of you last night, or I dreamed of you, and it goes back and forth. I mean, it's just like this magic connection that I will never have with anyone else. I haven't had with anyone else. It's so cool, and I just want it to click this time and last, and, you know,
And there's a good chance that it will grasp this time, but it's also, I keep hearing that there are things that need sorted out. I don't know what that means. And not necessarily from your side, but more from his. If that can get sorted out correctly, then you'll be fine. And there's nobody, then there's nothing standing in your way. But he needs to be more proactive. So maybe, you know, when you're closing your eyes and you're thinking about him, you're giving him that energetic hug, you can kind of whisper to him, you know, get your butt in gear.
Yeah.
You know, we're not getting any younger, which is true. Every day you grow.
I tell him that.
Oh, do you? Well, that's why I came up with it. Well, you know, you might want to whisper it energy-wise. And you left. All right. Well, the call dropped. Well, that was a good combo. I wish I could think of the name of that flower essence. It's going to drive me insane. Well, say, for instance, you are hunting for your twin flame and you can't seem to find him or her. Because it doesn't necessarily mean because you're alive that they're alive. Sometimes twin flames hang out on the other side and are one of your spirit guides. Because besides yourself, nobody wants the best for you as much as you than they do. You know what I mean? You and your twin flame are the only ones in existence who have as much at stake with one another. So your husband, say you're not with your twin flame, your husband, your wife, your children, your best friend, your boss, nobody is as invested in you as your twin flame is and as you are. So that's why sometimes they hang back as a spirit guide to watch over you and to guide you and to make sure that you are probably not smooth sailing, because we're humans. There's no such thing as smooth sailing. But try to not get into such choppy waters. You know, try to help you out. And the souls that we're closest to, whether it be a twin flame or a member of the soul cluster or soul family, we tend to have less patience dealing with them than, say, a different type of spirit guide. You know how the ones we listen to less are the ones that are closest to us? Well, this is the same with a twin flame when there are spirit guides. We tend to listen to them less, even though we should listen to them more, because they're the closest to us. I know it doesn't make sense, but again, you know, if we decide to come back in existence in something other than being human, well, then it might make sense, but we're human. All right. So, say your twin flame's looking for you. How do you know they're looking for you? There are signs when the twin flame is looking for you. For instance, if you are having dreams with an imaginary person, and I say imaginary because you don't know who the person is, maybe there's something that stands out about them. Maybe it's their physical body, or maybe you just see some eyes. Maybe it's just a sense of energy, a sense of them. And if you've had types of dreams with this energy, or with this person, more than once, it's because they, the twin flame, is trying to find you. So they're actually projecting out into the world, including the dream world, that they're searching for their twin flame. They're searching for their energetic half. So where are you? So you'll dream about them. If you are, say, I don't know, driving down the road, and all of a sudden a song pops in your head. And it's out of the blue, and it really means nothing to you. It's because that's the song they're listening to at that point in time. And as they're listening to that song, they're thinking to themselves, I wonder where my twin flame is. And then that's how that song pops into your head. It's just the other day, I'm driving down the road. I can't remember what I had on the radio. Some sort of pop. I don't know. What's his name? No, it's not that. Anyways, it doesn't really matter what I was listening to. What came in my mind, though, is what's important. It was John Denver. It was Country Road. You know, Take Me Home to the Place I Belong, West Virginia. And I'm not going to sing because that would scare everybody and you'd never listen to me again. But I do like John Denver. John Denver was the first concert I ever went to. I was 6 years old. But I was in no place to be thinking of John Denver, especially of that song. I mean, my mind was thinking about something else. I was driving. It was kind of a hairy type of drive, you know, with the slush and the sliding, and not something I'll be thinking about John Denver with. Well, he popped in my head, so that night I went home and I found the song on Amazon, and I played John Denver, The Country Road. I played it a couple times, and then I went to sleep. And then I had a dream. Excuse me. I know who my twin flame is, even though I haven't actually met him in person. But in the dream, I remember being in this type of Greek, not a Greek temple, but no, I guess a Greek temple. And we were just walking around, and I heard that song from John Denver again in my head in the dream. And I'm like, wait a minute, there's that song. And I turned, and there's my twin flame. He's just standing there with this shit-ass grin on his face. I'm like, why John Denver? He's like, well, I thought you liked John Denver. That's why I was listening to the song and I thought of you. So when a twin flame was thinking about you, whatever they're doing, if it's a song or if it's maybe a TV show they're watching or a movie they're really into, if they're doing that and their mind drifts to, twin flame, I'd love to find them, wonder who it is, whatever they're doing, it's going to hop into your head. So when you get things randomly and out of the blue, it's usually a twin flame. Now, it can be somebody else thinking about you as well, but if it's somebody you know who was thinking about you, there's usually some rhyme or reason to the song that pops into your head or the TV show that pops in your head. But if I'm, you know, doing nothing and all of a sudden Breaking Bad pops in my head, well, I've never watched the show. I never wanted to. If that pops in there, well, that's because Twin Flame's thinking about me. That would have no instance about anybody else. Now, so if Lord of the Rings popped in my head, I know who that belongs to. Then I know which one of the soulmates are thinking about me. So it all depends. Oh, good. We have a caller. Let's check him out. All right, area code 515. How can I help you?
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Hey, so thanks for calling.
I want your take on what some people call a catalyst or false twin flame.
A what?
A catalyst or false twin flame.
I honestly have never heard of that.
Really?
You said a catalyst or false twin flame.
Yes, a catalyst or false twin flame.
Yeah, I honestly have never heard of that.
Oh, well, I thought I met what is known as the twin flame about 5 years ago. I had no idea what the term was, started Googling it because it was just intense, beyond my comprehension. Like, what is going on? Found out this whole twin flame thing, and, you know, there's kind of ticked off a lot of the boxes of what they say a twin flame is and synchronicities and various things. But now I'm starting to think he is not my twin flame. I mean, I've always kind of, you know, you kind of falter here and there with believing is this my twin flame? But now I'm really like detached, and I'm not sure he is.
Okay.
I feel like I'm more balanced between my, instead of being in my heart space, I'm more in my head space. You know,
the headspace is a tricky space to be in. Okay.
So that's why I'm thinking, you know, is he a catalyst for the real twin flame that's coming in?
Okay, got it. Now I understand. the person you're currently talking about, he's more of a soulmate as opposed to a twin flame. Now,
okay.
A soulmate can be a twin. How do I put this? A twin flame is a soulmate, but only one soulmate can be a twin flame. Yes.
Yeah.
We have thousands of soulmates, but only one twin flame.
Yep.
And the person you're describing is a soulmate because, in is the disinterest. With the twin flame, there's never any disinterest. There's never any faltering out. They are a great big security blanket that wraps you up with comfort and love and helps you to be the best person you can be in this lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
Period. Mm-hmm. Soulmates are more of helping you learn something.
Learn
the lessons, and you know, all the soul growth people are so happy about. that's soulmate. So yes, soulmate is kind of a lead into a twin flame coming along.
Okay, that's kind of what I'm thinking. Because why would the divine source, whoever you'd like to call it, start me on this journey without me to not have a twin flame? You see what I'm saying?
Well, let me tell you, I've been on it since 2003. Oh. And I have been at my highest peaks in this journey and at the lowest where I'm just like, F this. I'm done.
Yeah, that's kind of where I'm at now, and it's never been quite like this.
I totally get this. The thing about twin flames is we all have one, but they aren't always necessarily alive the same time we are.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes they stay away as a guide, trying to guide us through this hellish existence on Earth. Other times, if they are alive the same time as you, it doesn't necessarily mean they're going to be a romantic partner.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about what the two of you decided before you showed up here on Earth this time around. So I'm not seeing you running into your twin flame in the near future. When I say near future, I'm talking like the next year. So I'm not talking forever. Just 2019. I don't see you running into them this year. But if meeting your twin flame is important to you, then you have to start setting out the signals that you want the twin flame.
Mm-hmm.
Whether or not the person is alive, or you want the connection, you want to know where they're at.
I just want that a soul connection. I'm looking for that, you know, life partner type person. It doesn't have to be a twin flame.
If you're looking for that long-term life partner, well, the current person isn't it.
Obviously, yes. Correct.
That's a big obvious. If this is something you want to set out to do, is to find a life partner for you, and it doesn't necessarily have to be a twin flame. If you start working on it tomorrow, you can have them show up in your life within 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
You have to make an effort every day, twice a day, and this doesn't have to be cheesy at all, mind you. But you have to put it out there that, hey, this is what I'm looking for. These are the qualities in my life partner that I want. It's important to me. And you repeat those things that are important to you every day, twice a day.
Mm-hmm.
I don't recommend making a list of 50 things. Because, you know, human beings, we're very flawed. So, you know, make a list of like 5 to 10 things that are important to you. Like, my lifetime partner is into health and well-being.
Mm-hmm.
Stuff like that that's important to you. Go ahead.
I tried that and like the moon spells, and you write your intentions of what you're looking for, candle work. I'm just not doing it right on my time.
Well, the thing about spells and candles and everything, it happens in energy time, not our time.
Mm-hmm.
Intentions work, spells work, but they don't necessarily work in our time because we want everything now. I don't know about you, but I hate to wait.
Yeah.
So, you know, we want to do a spell, we want to do intentions, we want to dance naked in front of the moon and have somebody show up. I mean, how hard is it? But it takes time. It can take a year. Because there are things that have to happen behind the scenes that we're not privy to in order for the two of you to show up in the same spot.
Although I think I have a good omen. I did a candle spell, and part of it was to bury the wax remains.
Yes.
I had actually had a somewhat of a pot that I was trying to grow a vegetable or herb from. And it just would not grow. So I'm like, I'll stick it in there. Wouldn't you know, within a couple of days, whatever I put in there, which I forgot what I actually put in there, started growing. So I think that's a good sign.
Yeah, that's an awesome sign, quite actually. So you've got that awesome sign going. And really, if you say something, if you don't have to light a candle to do it or anything, write down 3 things that you want in this relationship. Health, I don't know, loves animals and kids, allows you to be yourself. You know, my lifelong partner allows me to be me. Or is okay
That's
with me being
one.
Here. Is there okay with, yes. It has to be positive and in the present tense for it to work. But you say these 3 things just twice a day, morning and evening, when you get up, when you go to bed. And every time you say them, the energy shifts just a little. And when that energy shifts just a little, it reaches out again, just a little, towards whomever that person is. Consistency is where you want to go with this stuff.
So I'm just so confused on why I saw all these signs and synchronicities with this soulmate that were twin flame signs and synchronicities. I mean, uncanny synchronicities.
Well, it's entirely possible this person is part of your soul cluster. Now, a soul, you have you and your twin flame. Say that you guys came from the same egg. So you have you and your twin flame. And then in the carton of eggs, you have, you know, the 2 eggs closest to you. Say you're in the corner, you have an egg above you and an egg beside you. And say the eggs are hard-boiled as well. You cut them in half. Those 2 eggs, which 4 halves, are your soul cluster. So your twin flame's the closest to you. The members of your soul cluster are the next closest.
Okay. so they could still exhibit some twin flame signs.
Correct.
Or synchronicities.
Correct. And while I'm talking about eggs, let's just say the egg carton, shall we?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody else in that egg carton, all the hard-boiled eggs, chop them in half, that is your soul family. And they
mm-hmm.
also display synchronicity and whatnot, just not as strong as the soul cluster or the twin flame, but that's still there.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So.
It makes it confusing. It can make it confusing and question your sanity sometimes.
Oh, trust me, I've questioned my sanity for years. Well, you know, many, many years ago, when I first started down this track, I figured out who one of my members of my soulmate cluster was.
Mm-hmm.
And I was very new to all this. I didn't realize all the moving parts, twin flame, soulmate, all of it. So
mm-hmm.
I did everything possible. I'm like, this is it. He's mine. We're going to be together forever.
Mm-hmm.
Woohoo, amen. Well, there's no way in the world me, living in the middle of Amish country, Ohio, should have been able to meet him out in California. I mean, no logical way. But I
uh-huh.
put out there the energy that, damn it, I was going to meet him. And everything was going to be flowery, and we were going to, you know, dance among the tulips
mm-hmm.
and everything. Well, everything unfolded, and somehow I got out there right in front of him. There were no tulips. There was no dancing. And it was the single most disappointing thing in my entire life.
Wow.
I wanted to crawl under a rock and just die. I was heartbroken. So heartbroken. I could not understand why the divine or universe or whatever you want to call it put
mm-hmm.
this all in my path. I wasn't looking for it. I wanted no part of it, but it kept throwing it in my face. So I'm like, okay, let's go discover. I go discover. I'm standing right in front of them, and my heart is shredded right there. I'm like, what the F? Oh, I said a lot of things other than that.
Uh-huh.
But looking back, and I can only say this looking back, had this person not been shoved in my face, and I still know he's one of my soul clusters, he wasn't shoved in my face, I never would have went on this path. And had I not gone down this path, I never would have met other members of my soul family, and I wouldn't have been writing about this since 2003.
Mm-hmm.
And other people wouldn't have been able to read it and go and discover their soulmates. So,
mm-hmm.
although my heart was shredded, there was a purpose. I just didn't see
mm-hmm.
it at the time.
So, wait, was this your twin flame?
No.
No.
This was back before the internet was like it is, and before there
mm-hmm.
were books everywhere about twin flame and soulmates, I had no resources to go to. I winged it.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't understand the differences between twin flame and soulmate. I had none of that knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought this person was my one and only.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the way I felt and like the mark of the boxes off the twin flame, like you said. I mean, it was all there. And I
mm-hmm.
was completely devastated. Completely. There's just no other way to do this. So after I was devastated from there, I discovered another one of my soul clusters. And I thought, okay, well, let's try this again. I must have done something wrong the first time, so we'll just not be so whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I kind of completely different the second time. And again, there should have been no way in the world this chick from Orange Country, Ohio, should have gotten in front of this person in New York City. No way.
Mm-hmm.
And I took my son. He was 7 at the time. None. But we hopped on a plane with nothing planned out. I just knew it was going to work. And it did. And then before you knew it, I was standing in front of him. And my heart wasn't shredded until later. But right then and there, everything clicked. Everything you know, like the angels were singing and everything. It was the most fantastic moment of my life. And after my son, of course. But then afterwards, when different things I thought would happen, nothing happened.
Uh-huh.
It was radio silence. And then my heart was broken.
Mm-hmm.
But
and that's
again,
what,
go ahead.
I don't know if I so much, I have a difficult time with the twin flames where it's back and forth. You know, it's all about divine timing. Well, you know, sometimes I think it's not about the divine timing. It's about two people wanting to make it work, no matter what, you know?
It's very helpful if two people want to make it work with, you know, against all odds.
Yeah.
But my belief is that if you two, before you became human, didn't work it out and write it in your soul contracts, that no matter how bad you want it on Earth, it's not going to mesh.
Mm-hmm.
And I only say my opinion after doing this for, 16 years now. Has it been that long? Yes, it has. 16 years.
Well, it's been 5-6 years, and I'm starting to think that it's not a twin flame. And even if it is a twin flame, do I even want to be part of this? It shouldn't be this difficult, you know?
Twin flames are not this difficult, ever.
And that's what I'm starting to read, is that, you know, twin flames don't make you doubt yourself. They don't.
Mm-mm.
They lift you up. But I don't know. I mean, he's never been, like, abusive or, you know, mean or anything. He's just, yeah, I'm not sure if I buy some of the twin flame dogma, I guess you'd say. I would think it's a journey together, not always apart or back and forth, you know, like hot and cold or push and pull. And
well, that's the thing about twin flame. There is no hot and cold or push or pull.
See,
it's a big comfortable blanket.
Yeah.
That,
so then why are so many people not in union?
Not in union
just
with their
choice?
Twin flame?
Yes.
Well, just because two twin flames are alive on this planet doesn't mean they're going to be together romantically.
Hmm.
It'd be nice if we were together romantically, because I know who my twin flame is. I haven't met him in person, and I don't really want to be honest. The thing about a human existence is, I mean, we're here to love one another, but we're also here to learn things. And twin flames, the relationships are lots of love. There's not a whole lot of lesson pushing. So twin flame relationships don't come along every time we're alive. They come along periodically.
But then I've also heard they only come in your last lifetime. So there's a lot of information out there that's conflicting, and that's what makes it even more confusing. You know?
Yeah. Well, it's kind of like, you know, kind of like, how do I put it? Yeah, everyone's got an opinion.
Yeah.
You know the saying, everyone's got an asshole, everyone's got an opinion. It's all based on, at least mine is based on my experience.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't go read something from somebody and then work something up. That's how I base my stuff. And I can't imagine us only being with our twin flame in our last life, just like I can't believe we only have one life. Mm-hmm. You know, because I can't believe I've only heard this one time, and really?
Yeah, I know. I thought it was kind of strange, too, so
that's my opinion.
I don't know. I would think that a twin flame would be more of a romantic connection.
Affair. But not always. Now, the biggest thing about having information everywhere and everyone telling you their two cents is when you're listening to somebody or reading from something, take what works for you. Take when you read it, you go, huh, really? Or, oh, mm-hmm. That's interesting. Take that part and leave the rest out.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're going to go through this whole experience with soulmates and twin flame, and you're going to come up with your own conclusion.
And that's the thing. Like, I'll ask the universe, if this is my twin flame, then let me see a rainbow, or, you know, give me a sign. And the universe has done it, and it's pretty freaky. but then again, I just don't. I don't see it manifesting. I just think it's odd. Yeah.
Well, if you don't see it manifesting and it doesn't feel right, then it probably isn't.
Yeah. Yep. I think that's what I'm coming to realize.
I'm thinking you and I could probably debate this whole soulmate twin flame thing for most of the night.
We probably could.
We probably could, but I got to take one more caller before my time's up.
Okay. Okay, have a good night.
Well, thank you. Thanks for calling.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye. All right. Caller from area code 856. You're on the air.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing okay. It's a Friday night. How are you?
Doing great. Same as the last caller, like, manifesting, and you know who it is and who it is, and like the songs, and I see the signs of what they drive and stuff like that, and nothing happens. Does that make sense?
When stuff like that happens to me, I scream. I'm like, pop that after you want.
That's what I said today.
Is this individual you're thinking a twin flame or?
Yes.
Yes. And have you met this person yet?
Yes.
And how do you feel when you're around this person?
Good. Great.
Good as in sizzling hot good, like sexual energy good, or kind of sizzle, cozy warm blanket in a book feel, or what kind of feel?
A little bit of both.
A little bit of both. I see how you are.
All of them.
And what type of conversations have the two of you had? Any?
I haven't seen him for 5 months from back home in the U.S. He's overseas, and right now, like, yes and no. It's like, I want to talk to you when you get here, and he doesn't, and stuff like that. And
are you able to keep in contact with him at all while he's overseas?
I tried calling him, see how he's doing and stuff, but no response back. And right now he's mad because I'm back in the U.S., and I haven't told him that I left. But he knows I'm back in the U.S.
So this person's your twin flame, and you booked out of town, went across the pond to the U.S., and you didn't tell him?
No.
You think just a tad bit of upset?
Yeah, he told my cousin I care about her. Why don't you tell her that? I don't want to talk to her, so I have no idea. I know he's very jealous.
Well, the feelings will probably be there for a while. Just kind of being a little bit perturbed at you. So what you need to do, because I'm going to put it out there and say you're just a bit sorry by hopping over the pond without saying anything?
Not this time. Before I did, and well, actually, before I did tell him, and he thought I was leaving on the 7th of July, but he asked my cousin, he's like, is she going to leave on the 7th? I'm like, I don't know, that's too early, because she just got here, and he didn't ask me, so I just didn't bother anymore. He's like, stop and go, stop and go, when he sees me.
Doesn't that drive you just a tad bit crazy?
Yes, I didn't tell him not to stop.
So what do you propose to do about this? Because you know this can't go on forever.
Yeah, I told him that.
Well,
he's trying to protect me in a way, and so I have no idea.
Well, you two need to come to a nice little middle.
Just if he talks to me.
He will talk to you again. It's going to take a little bit.
Yeah.
Like maybe, what is this, middle of January?
Right.
Well, I don't think he'll go any further than the beginning of February before he talks to you.
Yeah, I don't even want to bother calling anymore. It's like the 1st of January. Well, the night before, there's a time difference. I say Happy New Year. Thanks for telling me Happy Birthday today, because it's the day before New Year's Day. And I let it be, have a good one. And then 10 o'clock in the morning, I get a phone call blocked, and I answered it. I don't usually answer blocked numbers. I kind of figured there was a glitch or something with my little cousin from here asking me for something. So, and I finally found out it was overseas. So, then I got an opportunity that I got a phone call, said I needed a new job, and then I didn't like the offer I got because I didn't want that house. So, if that makes sense, to open a B&B and I didn't want that one. And she wanted too much money for it anyway.
Nah, you'll find the right place.
Yeah.
You'll find the right place and he'll quit being mad and you guys will talk. And you guys just need to find that middle ground. That's all. If you can find the middle ground together, you'll be fine. If you don't find the middle ground, you guys will keep the time it is that before you guys talk again will keep growing further and further apart. So instead of 2 weeks, it'll turn into 2 months, and then 6 months.
Oh, you mean you fuck off?
Well, no. If you two can't find a way to compromise with one another, you know, so that
right.
You're not talking to each other. So if you can find an agreeable part, an agreeable middle, so that means you both might have to give up something, a little bit of something to compromise. But if you find it. Now, the thing with this and the fact that you need to find a compromise is telling me he's not a twin flame. He's more of a soulmate, like from your soul family. Type. That's where the sizzle and the warmth and the energy comes from, is that you have that soul connection.
Oh, so it's not a soul flame, not a twin flame.
It's a soul connection, but not a twin flame connection. Because twin flame connection, there's no give and take. There's no finding middle ground. But with soulmate connections, there's that. You have to find in the middle ground. Soulmate connections are a lot of sizzle, a lot of energy, a lot of sexual energy, and there's lessons to be had in there. And that's where it feels like you two are at. You work it out.
Yeah, I'm trying to work it out. I know there's a reason that he has to clear up before brings me in.
Oh, yeah.
Makes sense.
There's
an issue, and
yeah.
He's trying to protect me not to get me involved. So, and he knows that he has to clear it up, and if I put it this way, if They hurt me. They hurt him. They hurt him. They hurt me. If that makes sense.
It makes total sense.
So it's like I want to clear this up, but you know what I mean? Because I'm getting too old and I want my family. He's getting too old.
I'd say he'll take maybe 2 weeks, and then you guys will talk. And when you talk, you're going to have to do so without a whole lot of emotion, you know, not a whole lot
right.
of, you know, just try to be chill and say, hey, we gotta figure something out, because we may love each other, but this is getting ridiculous.
Yeah, he knows I want to go back and stay. It's just, I can stay on my own, but I need to work. But if he's there to help, and we do have a business together, so it's like... I need my money to support myself. Does that make sense?
Oh, hey, I think everyone should have their own money to support themselves.
Yeah.
Because you never know.
Right. True.
You know?
True.
You always gotta have your own back. Because you care the most about you.
Yeah.
Nobody cares about you as much as you do, you know? So.
Yeah, and a lot of people say, like, I don't mean you or, like, psychics or whoever I talk to. Like, you gotta take care of yourself. You gotta live your life. I am living my life. I'm doing what I need to do right now. I'm back in school for totally opposite what I'm used to, studying and did for a living. And I'm like, yeah, I can. And one told me that today she just signed up for AA. I'm like, wait, you're talking to somebody that doesn't drink that much or hardly drinks to go to AA meetings to meet somebody.
Well, personally, I think you're doing just fine.
Right. I don't go out much, but right now I'm like in between jobs.
You'll get there. I have every confidence in you.
Yeah, hopefully if God gets on my side to get my job that I need at the end of the month, I hope I get that one. So.
Well, fingers crossed for you.
Yeah, thanks. That one I
You're
can travel
welcome
with. Cool.
Well, my
appreciate
dear,
it.
I want to thank you for calling in, and you have yourself a fantastic weekend.
You too, and thanks for taking my call.
Thank you. Bye. And the noise in the background, folks, would be cats, because, well, I have plenty of them. We are almost out of time. Yeah, twin flames. It's like the one caller and I were talking. There's a lot of information out there about twin flame and soulmates. There is. It's kind of interesting because when I go around and I look what other people write about twin flame and soulmates and stuff, and you know, I'll say, hey, I remember when I wrote that line. Hey, that sounds like me. So, yeah, there's a lot of people out there who have an opinion about it, but not as many who have been looking at it as long as I have for the past 16 years. But those of you who love soul connections, making soul connections, twin flame soulmates, I suggest you look into past lives, because with soul connections, we usually have had a past life with them. And Dr. Brian Weiss is one of my favorite past life people. Him and Michael, and I forgot his name, Michael something for the life between lives. But it's a very interesting look back to our past lives and the relationships we've had with soul connections in our past lives, because the connections we've had with other souls in past lives have a bearing on our lives today with those same connections. All right? Whew, that's a lot of talking. So guess what? We are here at the end. Blog Talk Radio is about to kick me off the air. So I want to thank you for joining me here at Soul to Soul. Soul to Soul, if you'd like to make a soul connection, check out our site at meetsoulfulconnections.com. And don't forget, you can join for free. You guys have yourself an awesome week, and I will catch you next Friday. Take care, guys. Bye-bye.